Well, Russ, one all against Leeds United for your York City side. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, really pleased. It's obviously not about results at this stage of the season, but you know you've done something right if you can pick up a draw against a good Championship team. That's two games we've had against Championship teams. Only conceded two goals and then scored a goal tonight. So, yeah, bodes well. Nothing's won or lost, obviously, pre-season, but it's about developing the group and moving the group forward towards the Wickham game. Overall, really pleased with performance, attitude, application towards tonight. I've got a good set of players in there.
I was going to say, collectively, them two results, a tight loss against Middlesbrough and a draw tonight, you must be delighted to be facing Championship opposition and really giving good games.
Yeah, I think that's the key, giving them a good game, and at times, certainly second half, first 15 minutes, you know, we couldn't get the ball off Leeds. They moved it around the pitch and created opportunities. But we got blocks in, we put bodies on the line, and that's the other side of the game that you have to do. You have to do the ugly side. And then when we did get his opportunity, it was pleasing. We spoke about the wing-back system and about getting the wing-backs a bit higher up the pitch, if possible. It's always difficult, again, against a team that looks after the ball well, but that's why the goal's so pleasing. You know, Straker's made the run down the left, and it's Marvin McCoy who puts the chance away. So, really pleased we scored a goal. That was the positive from tonight, the big, big positive, because the system looks solid. We look strong without the ball, but it's just trying to find a little bit more creativity, and I was pleased we did that tonight.
And your goalkeeper, Flinders, made some good saves. A very experienced goalkeeper at this level. It looks like he's ready to go for York.
Yeah, I think both keepers tonight. I think Flinders first half made one or two saves that he needed to make. And then, to be fair, Michael Ingham made two or three outstanding saves second half. You know, I've got two top-class goalkeepers in the building that are going to push each other. That's what I want. It's pleasing to see. They're both pushing each other hard. They've both acquitted themselves well in the two games. And we're looking forward to the weekend's game against Sheffield Wednesday, another tough game.
Talking about the transfer situation, I know you played a couple of trialists. Will they be kept on till the end of pre-season?
We'll see. You know, it's difficult to say with trialists. Again, you'd like to see them against teams who are going to be sort of more like League Two teams, because that's obviously the division we're in. But to come in here tonight and perform like they did, you know, with a big crowd of 4,300, tells me that they can perform in the arena if required. And I was pleased with all the trialists.
Talking about the upcoming pre-season fixtures as well, just how important is it that you're facing teams of real high calibre?
I think it's important to get a balance. I think it's also important to get your games against your Harrogates, your Darlingtons, and certainly your Halifax. You know, Halifax is the last game before the Wickham game. That's going to be hopefully a little bit more like a League Two game. So I think that's important, you know, because League Two is different. It is different to the Championship. The ball's not retained like it is, you know, tonight by Leeds United and on Saturday by Middlesbrough. Ball changes hands a bit more often. Teams play a lot more back to front. So we need to get used to that kind of football as well before, obviously, we start this long season.
And finally, looking at that long season, just right now, have you got a particular aim in mind for the end of the season?
To be competitive in League Two and obviously improve on last season. You know, not just improve a little bit. You know, we're looking to push up and hopefully get into that top half of the table. You know, I don't want to put too much pressure on myself, because that's what happens. And there's no predictions from me. We just got to make sure we're competitive. We're hard working. We're together as a group. And I think if we do that, and we can achieve, you know, a top half finish.